Let's take a look at the Gemara here. There's a lot going on. Let's take a look at the end of the Gemara. We had yesterday spent time in wrapping up the drasha of Abaye and the drashas that followed, three different ways of understanding, three different reasons to interpret Ach B'Yom HaRishon as meaning specifically Erev Pesach rather than the first day of Pesach. Abaye Tandavei Bishmal and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We spent time in Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's understanding. Abaye had said it's a steer in the psukim that indicates Shivas Yamim, indicates it must be Ach B'Yom HaRishon as the day before. Tanvei Bishmal said, I have a particular pasuk in Parshas Achodesh and Parshas Bo that explicitly refers to Bar Rishon Bar Bo Seyom Lachodesh. So clearly in this context, Rishon could refer to the day before. And finally, Menachem Yitzchak had said, in general, Rishon often, as in the pasuk in Eov, HaRishon Adam Divalei, Rishon often means the day before. Yesterday, we spent time on the ins and outs of the Shakl V'Tarya, the Gemara arrays against Menachem Yitzchak. It's not so pasha. If you think that in general Rishon means the day before, how about three other Rishons in Parsha Zemar? How about the Rishon of Elchachtacham Yom Rishon, Lulav and Esrog? How about the Rishon of the Isser Melacha, B'Yom Rishon Shabbason, B'Yom Shmini Shabbason, the Isser Melacha on the Yom Tov of Sukkos? And the third was coming closer to home, B'Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, it's a malach on the first day of Pesach. Okay, back and forth. And we ended yesterday with the Gemara answers on Derech Hagada on the Marsha's approach. Now let's take a look at Rava. Let's take a look at Rava, and then we'll zero in, and then we'll zoom out. Rava says, Rava Omar, near the end of the narrow lines of Hamad Aleph, Rava Omar Mehacha, how do you know that there's a Isser Chametz and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Isser Daraisa? Begin at Chatzos. Mehacha, lo sishchal chametz dam zivchi. He says, the pasuk tells me, we had a chance to begin to see this at the end of yesterday's shiur. The pasuk tells me, we just learned this. Lo sishchal chametz dam zivchi, don't shecht the dam of my korban on chametz. End of the pasuk makes it clear that the carbon which is under discussion is a carbon Pesach. But what do you mean al chametz? The Gemara interprets, as we saw yesterday, it doesn't mean spatially don't shecht the carbon Pesach on top of chametz or even near chametz. Al sometimes means al shevet Menashe, al shevet Ephraim. Sometimes al means next to. Here it's not spatial. It means at the same point in time. You shouldn't shecht the Karm Pesach when the chametz, it may be far away, but you still own chametz, and you're shechting Karm Pesach, that's an Isser. So that becomes the source for the fact that when you shecht Karm Pesach, so that we know from the Psukim, that we're going to lay in Parshas Achodesh and Parshas Bo, after the time for Shechitas HaPesach in the afternoon of Pesach, so that must be when chametz is aser. The Gemara pushes back. Maybe it means it doesn't start for everyone at chatzos. Maybe the iser chametz begins when you shecht the carbon Pesach. Right? Mishnayos say later in the Masechta there were three different shifts. There were those who were shechting early afternoon, middle afternoon, later in the afternoon. Opening Mishnah, the fifth parak, the very beginning of the Kachim Prakim. Mishnayos tell us that depending on what day of the week Erev Pesach fell out on, they would shecht the Karban Pesach earlier or later. Because nor just a drop of background, which is relevant to understanding that, and understanding this, in general, with the exception of Erev Pesach, the Karbanos of the day begin and in the Beis HaMikdash, begin and end with a Karban Tamid. They have a Karban Tamid in the morning, one sheep, a Karban Tamid in the afternoon, Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, and they are the brackets for all the Karbanos of the day. All the Karbanos, other Karbanos of the day have to be brought in between, after the Tamid Shal Shachar and before the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. The great exception is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the Karban Pesach is Davka brought after the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, unlike the rest of the year. So that's why the Mishnah tells us that the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim usually is deeper into the afternoon. But in Erev Pesach, you have to bring the Karban Tamid earlier in the afternoon because you need to leave time for to bring the Karban Pesach. You have thousands, millions of Karbanos Pesachim are going to be brought later in the afternoon, so you have to make the Karban Tamid early. And if Erev Pesach is also Friday, this you're going to have Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, which has its own unique twists. But if Erev Pesach is Friday, the Mishnah says, then you have to make the Karban Tumah even earlier. Why? Because Erev Pesach is Friday, not only do you have to shecht and do the avodos of the Karban Pesach over the later in the afternoon, but you also have to do the tzliya. You have to roast the Karban Pesach on Friday. You don't have the right to do that on Shabbos. So a lot has to happen Erev Pesach afternoon if it's a Friday, so it may make the Karban Tumah extra early. But again, the Karban Tumah is an afternoon Karban Tumah. Sometime after Chatzos, earlier or later, bring the afternoon Karban Tumah, Tumah Shabbat and Bayim, and then subsequently, you bring all the Karban Pesach. So again, it's different points over the course of the afternoon is when you bring your Karban Pesach. So Gemara says, no, who says everyone becomes Aser B'chametz at Chatzos? Depends what, if are you in the early shift, the middle shift, or late shift? Or as you pointed out yesterday, how about us? There's still time for us to have the schus to bring Karban Pesach this coming Yom Tov. There's still plenty of time for Ribono Shel Olam to bring Mashiach and build Beis HaMikdash. We should all be Tahar and bring Karban Pesach. Halavai, Mirta Shem, it's certainly possible. It's something that we hope and yearn for. But certainly for the last 1900 plus years, we have not had Karban Pesach. So it's very nice to say that Pesach Chametz is Aser on Erev Pesach. You have the Beis HaMikdash, but we're not Shechting Karban Pesach at all. So where does this leave us? So the Gemara says, Neh, it doesn't have to do with when you Shecht your Karban Pesach at 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock. Neh! The Gemara says, Zman Shechitam Rachmana. Ribono Shel Olam is giving us, it's talking about the time when you could Shecht. Not when you actually, before al mamish, when you in actuality shecht, but the time of shechita. Time of shechita. There's a mysterious Rashi. Zman shechita, the Rashi says a lot of phrases. He says, lo chilka Torah li Yisrael zezman. Zezman, the Torah didn't differentiate between people. You have your zman and socham is you. Your zman and socham is no. How the kavol zman v'isur shavu bakol l'kulam zman echad kava or l'kulam zman echad kava. Since there is a time and chametz is asur to all Jews, so it's the same time for everyone. What does that mean exactly? A little bit mysterious. Let's take a look in Tosfos. Tosfos and Rabbeinu David will explain this more, and they are probably giving us pshat in Rashi as well. Tosfos raises two kashas. Tosfos dir maschal lo and Tosfos dir maschal zman. Tosfos dir maschal lo quotes Hiksha HaRashba, once again, as we saw the other day. Rashba, when Tosfos quotes the Rashba, they don't mean the Sfardi Rashba, Talmud of the Ramban, who lived in the 1300s. They mean the Ashkenazi Rashba. They mean the Rash Mishantz. The Rash Mishantz, Talmud of the Ri Yazokain, the beginning of the Balia Tosfos, living in the 1100s, 1200s. Hiksha Rashba, the Rash Mishantz was wondering, Hechi Alf Mihacha de Chametz Asim Yavav Shalos Lamaila. He says, I don't understand. How does it all add up? So you tell me, Zman Shchita Kama. Good! It's the same time for everyone. Even if I'll accept that's the same time for everyone, Tosfos is going to attack that assumption in the second Tosfos. But for now, he says, let's accept that Zman Shchita, it's whenever you could bring Karban Pesach. Okay, when can you bring Karban Pesach? Well, when do we bring Karban Pesach? When does the earliest Jew bring a Karban Pesach? How do you see from here, says Aski Rajba, again, Tosdi Maschalo. Hechi Yav Mihavu Dechamat Asim Yavav Shalos Lamaila. For as man shchit is a Pesach achar HaTamid Havi. You and I were just discussing this. The Mishnah tells us, beginning of Talmud Nishnah, beginning of the fifth parak, you only begin to bring Karban Pesach after you're done with the Karban Tumah Shel Bein Harabayim, with the afternoon Karban Tumah. That takes time. Tumah Sheshchatu Lefnei Chatzos. Pasul. So how early is that? The Karban Tumah cannot be brought before Chatzos. It has to be the afternoon Karban Tumah, Bein Harabayim. Zim Kein, Zman Shechita Lohavi Miyad Achar Chatzos, Ad Kedei Shehiyas HaKarbas HaTumah. So you can't bring the Karban Pesach immediately at Chatzos. Other things have to happen first. You have to be Makar of the Karban Tumah first. That's what the Mishnah tells us. In the fifth parak, parak Tavin Nishchat. Here we are, Daf Nuntes, I believe, is the opening blot. I'm sorry, not Nuntes, Nunches. Nunches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, usually bring the Karban Tumah over the course of an hour. On a typical day, you bring it Shmona Umechtza. 2:30, from 2:30 to 3:30. Erev Pesach, you make it an hour or two early. Perhaps depending on whether it's a Friday or not, you start the Karban Talmid either at 1:30 or at 12:30. And it takes an hour. So you're not starting the Karban Pesach at 12. It's impossible. The Karban Pesach has to come. How Karban Pesach has to come after the Karban Talmid? The Karban Talmid has to come after Chatzos. So how do you tell me that the Zman Shchita, that the Isser Chametz, again, plugging all back. Rava is trying to explain, how do we know that the Isser Chametz begins at Chatzos? The numbers don't add up. So what does Tosa say? Dear Maschel, lo, v'yesh lomar. What's the teretz? Kaven did the eved. The eved im shochet ha pesach kodem tamid kosher. Well, it's true that you're not supposed to, but if you had shecht the karm pesach before the karm tamid, still kosher. Kiddus not hasim, as the Mishnah could tell later in the Masechta goes on to say. You're supposed to, the proper thing to do is to bring the Karban Pesach after Karban Talmud. But if you shecht the Karban Pesach before the Karban Talmud, you're still yotze. It's a kosher Karban Pesach. You take it home, you eat it that night. So it is already a valid time. It is already a valid time for being makir of Karban Pesach. In other words, rephrase Tosis's teretz in somewhat more abstract, general terms. What Tosis is saying, by saying, well, since the Karban Talmid, Karban Pesach will be kosher b'di'eved, that's the language that Rabbeinu David uses, based on Tosis, b'di'eved it's kosher. So what is that? So what's the point? The point is, we're not looking for when you practically actually intend to bring the Karban Pesach. We're looking for when, in principle, you could bring the Karban Pesach. And again, that begins to explain a lot. That's part of what the Gemara means by Zman Shchita Ka'amar. Right? That's the whole point of the Gemara's teretz, was what? Yes, of course, different people are bringing the Karban Pesach at different times. Practically, they bring Karban Pesach. You're an early guy, so you bring the Karban Pesach at 3, and I'm a latecomer, so I'm in the last shift, I'm bringing Karban Pesach at 5. But what does it matter? It's not a question of when you actually bring the Karban Pesach. It's when you, the Zman Haro'i look Karban Pesach, Bekoach, in principle, I have the potential to bring Karban Pesach all afternoon. So number one, not everyone fits, and there's supposed to be 3 shifts, and we're supposed to bring the Karban Talmud first. So the Meila practically gets pushed off to 1:30 to 2:30, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to do with when I bring it, when you bring it, when anyone brings it even. It has to do with what the Zman Haro'i LePesach is, a Zman that's Aser B'chametz. Okay. So that's what Tosis is saying. And then we begin to understand more of what Rashi was driving at. That it's, but let's come back to Rashi soon. Let's first see the next Tosfos. Because I said before, the first Tosfos is saying, assuming you accept as Zman Shchita Kamar, assuming you accept that this, we don't actually care, but when you actually bring the Karban Pesach, okay. So then let's work out why it goes back to Chatzos. The second Tosfos, Tosfos Masel Zman, is going to attack that assumption. Say, whoa, are you even so sure you make that assumption? The Gemara says Zman Shchita. The Gemara says, we're talking about a Zman. We're not talking when any individual Jew actually brings it. Tosa says, that's a direct stira to later in the Masechta. Dimas Chazman, Afagav de Emesu, Dilo Shishchal Chamed Kol Chai Vachad Kishachet. Says the problem is, but it is true. The Gemara rejects it as a rejected Havaminir. But Taka is Emes. The Pasuk is talking about for each individual Jew when he shechts the Karban Pesach. How do I know? Darmir Perek Tabin Nishchat. So it says, if you keep learning the Masechta, you get into the fifth Perek. Hey, look at Samach Gimel Rav. Hashochet HaPesach HaLachamed. A Jew shechts the Karban Pesach and he still owns Chamed. Over Belav. You violate a law, you get Malkus. Why? Lo Shechet Al Chamed Dam Zivchi. You shechted the Karban Pesach, you still had Chamed. So how do you? So 1 second. Why is our Gemara said no? Zman Shchita Kamar. No, the Gemara later says that is the pasuk really does mean to shecht when you actually shecht the Pesach. And the Rabbeinu David, here on our Amud, he quotes Tosus, and he adds a twist. He says, number one, that Gemara later that they quote in Sama Gimel says it is specific to when you actually bring the Karban Pesach. It's not just a general statement about the afternoon when, in principle, one can bring Karban Pesach. Moreover, says Rabbeinu David, there's another distinction between our Gemara and the Gemara of Taperek Tabanishchai, which is that Gemara says it has to do with Shechit, it's an Isser of Shecht in the Karban Pesach when you have Chametz. Our Gemara is saying it's really telling me Pshat in the Isser Chametz. Which one is it? Is an Isser of Shechitas HaPesach? You Shecht Pesach when you still have Chametz? That's the Gemara of Samach Gimel. Or, as our Gemara says, it has to do with the general Isser of Chametz. Which one is it? So how do you make sense of this? As the Rabbi David says, is it an Isser of Shehiyas Chametz? Or is it an Isser of Shechitas HaPesach? And when? Is it as soon as in potentia, the Zman that's kosher for Shechitas HaPesach, in principle, the Koach? Or is it when you, individual specific Jew, actually shecht your Karban Pesach? So that's a difficult kind. Mamash, it looks like a steer between the first parak and the fifth parak. How to interpret this pasuk? So Tosus says no. Tosus has an approach, and David adds a little bit to this. Tosus says, well, again inside Rabbi say. Let's start from the top again. Tosus Masel Zman. Afa Gav De Emesu. Despite the fact that it actually is true, the Lo Sishchal Chametz Kol Chad V'Chad Ki Shachet, that the pasuk Lo Sishchal Chametz Dam Zevchi does refer to every individual Jew when he shechts it, not just the afternoon in general. How do I know? Damriyam Perak Tav Minishchat. The Gemara says later on the fifth parak of the Arma Sechta, Hashochet Es HaPesach Al HaChametz Omer B'Lav. When you actually shecht the Karban Pesach, and there's Chametz still present in your Rishos, you violate the Lav. Right? So number one, it is referring to the particular moment in time when you actually shecht your Karban Pesach B'Poel, not just the Zman when Jews can bring their Karban Pesach in principle. Furthermore, as David adds, that Gemara is referring to the Isser of Shechitas HaPesach rather than the Isser of just having Chametz. Says Tosus, Mikol Makom. The Teretz begins with Mikol Makom. We say, Afagav, even though we have that Gemara, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Mikol Makom, Kevin de Ashikon de Hizir al Hashbosa. But, you're right. That pasuk really refers to Shechta the Karban Pesach. When you actually Shechta the Karban Pesach. That's true. As Rabbi David puts it, the primary meaning of the pasuk is the lav of Shechitas Pesach, actual Shechitas Pesach when you own chametz. That's true. However, he says, Tosa says, but kevan de ashkechan de hizhir al hashbasa. But since we do find that the Torah requires us to get rid of the chametz and forbids us to continue to own chametz, there's a mitzvah asay of tashbisu. There's a lav of by Rabbi Matze. Okay. But that's a little bit mysterious, right? That's what our Gemara is trying to figure out. Well, when exactly does this Isser Chametz begin? We know there is an Isser Chametz, which is less ambiguous in the Chumash. The his here, we know that the Torah also forbids us. Shelo l'shchot Pesach al Chametz. Exhibit A, there is an ambiguous Isser Chametz. You're not allowed to own chametz, but it's not 100% clear when. Exhibit B, there is an isser against shecht in the Karban Pesach when I have chametz. So svarahu, it's mistaber shebizman shechita hizr al hashbasa. It's true. This exhibit B will shed light on how to interpret exhibit A from the fact that I know that I have a pasuk that we just learned last week. Lo sishal chametz dam zivchi and iser gan shechti in the Karban Pesach when I have chametz. And that obviously takes place in the afternoon. So that alone, that pasuk alone, wouldn't create an iser of owning chametz throughout the afternoon. The pasuk lo sishal chametz, Tosus is saying, that only creates an iser to have chametz when you actually shecht the Karban Pesach. If you shecht early, if you shecht late, sadly, we haven't shechted Karban Pesach at all in close to 2,000 years. Okay, so Lo Sishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi has not applied to us in almost 2,000 years. However, it will apply this coming Yud Daled Nisan, but it will apply at different times for different people. It'll apply at 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, whenever you Shechter Karm Pesach. That's true. Tosa says, but the point is that we use that as a clue to figure out what's pshat in our pasuk. Oh, I see a pasuk over there. There's an Isser Shechting Karm Pesach with Chamed. So it must be that Tashbisu, that by Rabbi Matzeh, already starts early in the afternoon of Pesach. To be precise, Tosa keeps saying Hashbasa, Tashbisu. Now, what's the Svara? Why is that a Svara? If they're two separate Yisurim, so then why does one shed light on the other? The Tosa doesn't explain what the Svara is. They say it's a Svara. You look at Menu David, Hitaka explains. You saw Menu David. So what does he say? The bottom of page Chaf Beis in Menu David, the Dimas of Yesh Lomar, he says, first he addresses the previous Tosas, and he conveys what Tosas conveys. Then he says, Lina Shara Kushi, he says, Ikra Drasha, of course, is Shochet Esa Pesach. He says, but, he says, why is one shed light on the other? So here he gives the Svara. Shalochiva Torah B'Shochet Esa Pesach Al HaChametz El B'Shvil Shachametz Nasar. He says, why the Svara? He says, because why do you think the Torah said, Lo Sishal Chametz Dam Zivchi? It's not. It's misstopped. You could have said just independent Isser of having Chametz when you Shechter Karm Pesach. True. But the Rava suggests, more logically, is that Chametz is Usser anyways during that time. So if you actually Shechter Karm Pesach when you still have the Chametz, that's even worse. You're not already engaging in the hachanos for the Seder. You're shechting Karm Pesach and you still haven't let go of the chametz. And the chametz is already aser now. And you're compounding it by shechting Karm Pesach. That's why Ben David explains the Svara. Once I know there is a general Isser of Shehi as chametz, there is a general din of Hashpas as chametz. So Mistama, Lo Sishal Chametz Dam Zivchi, is built upon that. Tashbisu is the foundation. That's how Rabbeinu David is explaining the Svara of Taisus. So again, ultimately, it's not the pshat, to clarify, it's not the pshat that if I own chametz after chatzos, I have violated Lo Sishal Chametz Dam Zivchi. No. That is what the Gemara sounds like. If you've just learned our Gemara in Daf Hei, that's what it sounds like. Zman Shchita Marachmana. That's certainly what the Gemara sounds like. Rava sounds like it's not Tashbisu at all. Forget about Tashbisu. Forget about Tashbisu. It's Lo Sishal Chametz Dam Zivchi, a new Isser. So Tosa says, no, not a new Isser. That's a different Isser. That's an Isser that only comes up when you Shech Karm Pesach. But it sheds light on the general din of Isser Chametz. Because Mistama, Misvara, the Torah probably forbade specifically Shechitas Pesach ala Chametz because that's a time when Chametz is anyways Isser and you're compounding the problem by even Shechter Karm Pesach then. Okay. So now we understand our Gemara. Now we understand Rava. Right? Again, Tosa has raised two kashas, Ben David made into three kashas. We understand what now we understand now we're beginning to appreciate the profundity of Rava. And again, only through comparing it to the sugya later in Tam Perek Tav Nishchat. If we had not looked at the sugya in Tam Nishchat, we wouldn't really understand what's going on in our Gemara. We would have had, as the Talmud said, we would have misunderstood our Gemara if we looked at it in a vacuum. But through looking at Daf Hey in the context of Daf Samach Gimel, now things begin to fall into place. So again, number one, working backwards. We're saying, and now, by the way, the second Taisus gives us greater appreciation of the first Taisus. So let's run it backwards, right? The second Taisus was Mamsi. Gemara is not saying that by only if you or I own chametz at 12:30 in the afternoon, or this year with the daylight savings time, okay, 1:15 in the afternoon after chatzos, I violated. Rava thinks I violated Sushal chametz dam zivchi. No. Taisus says. Second Tosas Dimasal Zman says, it's clear from Daf Samach Gimel. Lo Sishal Chametz Dam Zivchi is specifically actually Shechter Karm Pesach. But what it means is the fact that I could that there's a lav on Shechting Karm Pesach with Chametz implies that during that zone, during that time, it must be there's an Isser Chametz anyhow. Right? And then, by the way, then you appreciate more of what Tosus is saying, the previous Tosus. Zman Shchita Marachmana, by the Zman Shchita Marachmana means not that Lo Sishcha is talking about Zman Shchita as opposed to actual Shchita. Zman Shchita Marachmana, by the way, according to the second Tosus, you realize mean that the Pasuk in Parshas Bo is talking about Zman Shchita. That the Biyom Arish, Ach Biyom Arish, and Tashmiz Zor Mivateichem is talking about Zman Shchita. It's not talking about Tezvav. It's talking about Zman Shchita. How do I figure out Zman Shchita? Because I have a Pasuk of Lo Sishcha. Oh, right? And once I understand that's what Rav is saying, so then of course then it's very mistaber that as the previous Tosa said, I don't care about when you actually can bring Karm Pesach. Yeah, no Jew is actually supposed to bring Karm Pesach before 1:30 in the afternoon because it's a keneged hadin to shecht the Pesach before the Karban Tamid. Practically speaking, no one's bringing a Karban Tamid at Mincha Gedola, a Karban Pesach at Mincha Gedola. Only later, but that's fine, because it's not about when you actually bring the Karban Pesach. Yeah, to vayla sishal chametz, I have to actually bring the Karban Pesach. But in terms of what it teaches me about Tashbisu, so any time that you, in theory, this kosher even b'diavav for Karban Pesach, that's already a time when if you shechted the Pesach then al chametz, you would violate the lav. And Memela tells you that must be part of the zone of time when the Torah anyways, Pesach or no Karm Pesach or no Karm Pesach, anyways forbade chametz. So you have the first Taisus, second Taisus. The second Taisus gives us, again, teaches us how to translate the words of the Gemara properly. Zaman Shchita Amar Achmana is not referring to the Pasuk in Kisisa, it's referring to Pasuk in Bo, Tashbisu. And then we understand very well, which is gorgeous, Kaftar of Aferach, the Svar of the first Taisus also. Okay, so that's Rava. That's Rava. Now, Acharei Kachol Sakol, the Gemara is going to get into Mitzvah, the pickup going forward. The Gemara continues to quote some Drashas HaTanoim, the bottom of the Hei Amadav, the Tain HaMihachi going on to Hei Amadbez. We never will pick up with that going forward. But let's appreciate what we have right here. That's what the Rishonim do. The Riff and the Rush look at this piece of Gemara. Abaye and Rava. And what do the Riff and the Rush say, Rabbi say? What do the Riff and the Rush say? At first glance, nothing remarkable. Let's take a look at the Riff. We'll go in time order. Right, the Riff was a contemporary of Rashi. He lived in the 1000s, 1100s. He lived the same time as Rashi. The Rush lived in the 1300s. Rush was at the end of the period of Baal Yatosis. That's actually very, not only of historical interest, it's actually very, very important for what's about to happen. Let's go in chronological order. The Riff came first, even though he's further back in the Gemara. So let's turn to the Riff in our sugya. Here we are. Daf Bezam and Alf Bedape Riff at the very top. Tanan Hassam. But the whole what in our Gemara is an omen and a half of Gemara. You see the Riff, you know, whittles it down to around 10 lines or so, from the top of Bezom and Alf Bedap Arif until the first two dots. Tanan Hasser, Meir says, Ochel Kham Shar from Tchil Shesh, Rudu says, Ochel Kal Arba, and the fourth line, Kul Alamiyos Chametz Meshesh Ozel Maila Aser Minala, opens the way the Gemara opens. But the Shak of Ataria is Kidakra Shal Arif, greatly reduced. Right? As we've seen in the past, the Rif's stated goal is to cut out the Shak of Ataria, cut out the Shitas we don't possibly like, and to give you an abridged Gemara, just the Psak Halach Lamaisa. What does he give us? Just what? Just whom? What does he give us? Amar Abaye. Amar Abaye. Trekoi Ksivi. Ksiv Shivas Yom Sohi Matzah Vatechem. Ksiv Ach Yom Rishon Shmi Sohi Vatechem. Hoketzad. This should sound very familiar. It's the beginning of the Gemara. The Ram was Arba'asar Labir. There's maybe it's Leil Arba'asar. See, he skips a good chunk of Abai, the back and forth. Well, maybe it's referring to Leil Tezvav. Okay, he leaves that out with the chain of Hekesh. He just jumps to the end. Okay. So Rishon means the day before. It has to mean the day before because Leil Tezvav is very awesome. Mitam Shivas Yamim. Maybe so. Maybe it's Leil Yudal. No, but Yom Ksiv. I mean Mitzafra Achilei.
And then he wraps up the Havale B'tchila Sheva. So the Din D'Raisa begins, it's hour 7, at Chatzos, at 12 o'clock. Aldra, Van Harchaki Yisayru, Chazal introduced additional Harchakos of an hour or two. Machlok is Meir Rav Yehuda, Ki Hechid Oliga B'Istur D'Raisa. So you shouldn't come to the Isur D'Raisa. Gevaldik. So what did Rav just say? Yeah, Binyamin?
That there is that the Isser Midiraisa is at the sixth hour, but there is a Harchaka, Gzira Darabana, extending that Isser Midiraisa correctly.
Correct, exactly, right. And that's again, that was the starting point of our Gemara. There's an Isser Midiraisa Chametz begins at Chatzos, from the end of the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour. And he quoted a brief version of our Gemara. Now, what the Rush does, let's turn to the Rush on our Sugya. And while you turn to the Rush, who appears on the first page in the middle of Simen Dalet, the beginning of the second column. So while you turn to the Rush, so I'll tell you, the Rush is, I think we've seen this even earlier in the year, what the Rush did, I mentioned he lived 200-300 years later, at the end of the period of Baal Yatosis. So what he did essentially is to give you a riff plus, a riff enhanced. He takes the riff as his base, and then he adds, most of what he adds are Psakim and comments from the Baal Yatosis. The Rif lives the same time as Rashi, so the Rush is taking the Rif, but adding in the Chidushim Lehalacha of the Baal Yatosis. It doesn't give you every Kasha and Teretz, but it'll give you the Kasha and Teretz, and they're relevant Lehalacha. Chidushim Lehalacha. So it's Rif plus, Rif enhanced. As a matter of fact, there are some printings, some you may have, some of the new printings, they actually, when they print the Rif, traditionally the Rif was all just in Ksav Rashi, but some of the new printings have some in like bold letters or a different font, they give you the language of the riff in one font, and then whatever the Rush added in a slightly different font. So sort of to highlight what's riff and what's the addition of the Rush. With that in mind, take a look at the Rush. So here we are at the top of the, if you're using the Vilna Gemara or some other Gemara with the regular Tzuras, that traditional Tzuras after of the Rush, where several lines into Simen Dalet. Simen Dalet begins with Hamaskar Bayis L'Chaveiro at the top of the second column. Aleph Amud Beis. Tanan Asam. Reb Meir Omer Ochel Kol Chamesh Shofin Tchil Shesh. Reb Yehuda Omer Ochel Kol Dalet, etc., etc. Kuli Amel Chamesh Shesh Shosh Ma'ala. Tzarech Levar Min Abayis Min Alon. So far, so good, right? But more or less the same as Riff. Omar Rava says the Rash, L'shishalcham is dam zivchi, L'shishalcham is a pesach adayin chametz kaim. And he says, Zman shchitz pesach is bein harbaim. As soon as he notted Sileir, as soon as you begin to have the sun is in the west, and the shadows begin to therefore tilt to the east, and that's tchila sheva. Aye, maybe it has to do with when you actually shecht the karm pesach, and kol chad v'chad ki shachit. No, Zman shchitz gam rachmana. What the Rash should say? What's shocking about the Rush? I told you, there was a Rush usually do, it gives a riff, plus. What did the Rush do here? Yeah? Feel free to unmute yourself. It's like what?
He starts introducing these in between stages, also.
In between stages? Who did he introduce? Rabbi said, what's the Machlekes riff and Rush? Exactly. A riff quotes Abaye, and the Rush quotes Rava. The Rush Dafka does not quote what the riff quoted. Again, at first, you look at it, okay, he's quoting the Gemara. He's not just quoting the Gemara. Again, the riff's job always is to only quote the part of the Gemara which is Nogei L'Halacha, and to only quote those Shitas which are Nogei L'Halacha. But specifically, the Riff quoted the first Shita, the Rush only quoted the last Shita, didn't even quote what the Rush Riff quoted, and then add something. It's clear, the Riff holds Maskana is like Abaye, the Rush holds Maskana is like Rava. The Maskana is like Rava. And you might wonder, why does it matter? L'maynaf kamina. What does it even mean to Paskin? Not. Whatever the mucker is, everyone agrees to the din. That was the whole point. The Gemara opened with the din, and the opening, you'll notice, obviously, the Riff and the Rush both quote, which is everyone agrees that all the Tanaim even agree that Chametz is also min haTorah as of Chatzos, Hayom of Yudalid, and where does it come from? So Abai says like this, and Rabbi says like that. And you'll notice also, by the way, so we're highlighting as a machlokes Abai and Rava. And that's the way I tried to set up the sugya as we work through the Gemara, that in a certain sense, Tanavei Rishmael and Nachma Yitzhak, although they're separate drushes, are sort of fall under the rubric of Abaye. And the Rava is all of a sudden bringing in Karban Pesach. But the question is, so what does it mean there's a machlokas? What does it mean there's a machlokas? And what does the Rambam hold? What does the Rambam hold? So the Shulta Gibor appears to point you to a Rambam in Perak Al Palachaches. If you look at this, Perak Al Palachaches, and for my first time learning the sugya, I thought, ah, this is a Rambam that you need in order to figure out what is the Rambam. We have Machlokas, Abai and Rav in the Gemara, and the Machlokas, we show him how to paskin, and the Rif paskins like Abaye, the Rosh paskins like Rava. Where does the Rambam lie? So usually, 9 times out of 10, the Rambam follows the Rif. The Rambam was an intellectual heir to the Rif. He was a great grand Talmud. The Rambam was a Talmud of his father, Rabbi Maimon. Rambam is Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon. Rambam was a Talmud of his father, Rabbi Maimon HaDayan. Rabbi Maimon was a Talmud of the Rimi Gash. And the Rimi Gash was one of the top Talmidim of the Rif. So most of the time the Rambam follows the Rif, but he is an independent thinker. He does not feel mechayev to always pass in like the Rif. What does he hold? So at first I thought, take a look here. Perek Alpha Lachachas. Also, Lechol Chamesh Yom Ha'avos, and Lechol Chamesh Yom Ha'avos. You're not allowed to eat chametz. The Rambam says, "Min haTorah, also to eat chametz, yudal in the afternoon, shumit mitchilas sha'as shavias bayom after chatzos, v'chol ha'ochel bezman zeh lo kemin haTorah yichat malkes lo sochol olav chametz." Not allowed to eat chametz on it. What's on it? Kolomar al karban Pesach. You can't eat the chametz during the zman of the Pesach. And then he goes on to say, it sounds like he's quoting our Gemara. So offhand, I thought, well, wow, this is it. So here you go. Who's the Rambam following? Abaye or Rava? What do you say? Please unmute yourselves.
The Rif and Abaye, no?
Well, what did he say? He said, what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said that you cannot eat chametz in the afternoon of Erev Pesach because of the tzushtel to Karban Pesach. Who says that? Which Amora says that? Which Amora invoked the Karban Pesach?
Rava.
Who passes like Rava? The Rosh. Right? So offhand, Lachor, that's what we're saying. But then I was thinking about some more. The truth is, this Rambam is not Nogeya. This is a different Rambam which is Nogeya. I think it is true the Rambam does hold like the Rush. Uncharacteristic, but not unheard of. But this one is not the one which is relevant. Because of the following. What is the Rambam talking about doing with the Chametz in this Rambam? It's also to do what with Chametz? This is also to eat the chametz. This isn't, number one, that's what he says. He's not talking about owning chametz. This is also lechol chametz. And the truth is, that's the topic of this bespoke of the past. The Rambam is very, very organized. Everything has its place. Perek Aleph is about achila, as you can tell from Perek Aleph. Kol ha'ochel k'zayis Pesach. K'zayis chametz Pesach. It's about achilas Pesach and hana, achilas chametz, hana from chametz. He then talks about a little bit about Bar Mitzvah Matzeh, but he comes back to talk about Achila. Most of Perek Aleph is about Achila, Ochel Chametz, and Perek Vav, in Halacha Vav, and Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, Achilas Chametz. Perek Aleph is dedicated largely to Achilas Chametz. But later on, we so far this year have been mostly focused on owning Chametz and Bedikas Chametz. Specifically, the Rambam thinks, like Rashi, that Bedikas Chametz has to do with Yisrael owning chametz. That's what brought us to Perek Beis, begins with Tashvisu. And that's how he began to talk about Bedikas Chametz. And then Paragimel, if you take a look, is more about Bedikas Chametz and owning Chametz. And take a look. Take a look, Rabbi. Paragimel Achazayin, he says, when you're done with your Bedikas Chametz, you have to do Bittel. But you can only do Bittel before the Zman Iser. Paragimel Lachachas. Lefikachim lo Bittel kodim sheish. Let's say you didn't do a Bittel. A Jew violated the din. He did not do Bittel Chameitz. When sheish ulamayla matza chameitz. Shayadaito alav. Vahaya belibo. And sometime in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, a Jew finds Chameitz. Chameitz which you wanted. You were not mevatel. Not beferish, not even implicitly. This is Chameitz you want to keep. You have forgotten about it. Shchacha b'shas abir. Below bira. I forgot, this is a Krispy Kreme. Told me there's a new Krispy Kreme, apparently with Ashkacha, going up on Route 4. Guy gets Krispy Kreme, and then apparently it's supposed to have an OU, not sure. Gotta find out. OU is definitely a reliable Ashkacha, for sure. So he went, got a grand opening before Pesach, he got Krispy Kreme, and he put aside one for the next day, and he forgot about it. So that's Chametz Shadaito, Gluska Yofa, for sure. Gluska Yofa Gedol Mizu. But I totally forgot. I should have destroyed it. I didn't find it. I forgot to look in this room. And now, Erev Pesach afternoon, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I find the Krispy Kreme. I raised the Avar lo Yirav lo Yimatzeh. Sharei Bir lo Bir lo Bitel. Rambam says, you violated Rabbi Yimatzeh. You weren't Mavire the Chametz physically. You weren't Mavatel it mentally. So you're in violation. And don't do Bitel now. It's too late. Right, that Gemara we saw. Too late to do Bitel once it becomes Asa. Too late to do Bitel once it becomes Asa. Could this Rambam tell me anything? Now you might say, I look at this Rambam, like, Rebbe, why are you sending me to Paragimel Lachaches? He didn't say anything about Karban Pesach. So Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to see how, in fact, this has everything to do with Karban Pesach. And in fact, this Rambam, who you might say, I didn't notice anything exciting in this Rambam. I mean, he said that Erev Pesach afternoon, also Tev Chametz, Shkoyach. So I'll leave you now with one hint. What did the Rambam say you violate in this Rambam, Paragimel Lachaches, if you still have Chametz Erev Pesach afternoon, he says you violate what? You'll notice he didn't say you violate the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. The Rambam said you violate the Isser Lav, yes, by Rabbi Matzeh, which is Shivas Yamim. How do you violate by Rabbi Matzeh? It's before Pesach. I understand, Achmi Yomarishon Tashbisu, that Yomarishon means Erev Pesach. But the Rambam said, no, he said, you actually violated the Lav. Rambam said, you get Malkus. Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't say you get Malkus. I take that back. You don't get Malkus, because in general, you don't get Malkus Rabbi Matzeh unless you actually do a Maisa. But he said, you violated the Lav. That's intriguing. So, Mitzvah, next time, Abosai, a quick show of hands. How many of you saw the rush later in our Perek? Perek Yud? Perek Avalach Yud? How many saw that rush? The rush says something also that seems like it has nothing to do with our sugya. The rush says it talks about Shechianu. Why didn't you say Shechianu in the sugya of brachas on bir chametz? Dav zayin. The rush is a long, long, long rush. And one snippet there. How come you don't make a Shechianu? And he gives a teretz. And the Taz on Sar Shulchan Aruch quotes a marshal who had an incredible kasha against the rush. And the Taz gives an answer. Bitzal Jolti points out that if you appreciate what the Taz is saying, it's all going to wrap back into here. The rush about Shehechianu on Bir Chametz, or the lack thereof, and this Rambam that on Erev Pesach owning Chametz is already by Rabbi Matzeh, it actually all hangs together, and it speaks directly to our sugya. And let me just close by pointing out one point that I had left open before. Our sugya is not just talking about achila. The Meiri addresses this. Our sugya is talking primarily about Tashbisu. I mean, Arsuya sort of left it open. But Achila really is later Machokas Tatanoim and Dav Chavches. Arsuya is primarily about owning chametz, not eating chametz. Tosis said it, the Tosis that we started the day with. It's about Tashbisu. And the truth is, I'll prove it to you, I'll leave it with this. If Arsuya was talking about eating chametz after Chatzos, then we wouldn't have had a double Hekesh. We just would have had a single Hekesh. Isra achil, mitzvah achilas matzah to the isra of achilas chametz. But our sugya, the top of Hayim and Alf, did not have just a single hekesh, and it made a double hekesh. Achilas matzah to achilas chametz, and then achilas chametz to hashbasas chametz. So it's clear that the Gemara seems to be assuming we're not talking about, or at least not just talking about achilas chametz. Our sugya is not primarily concerned with what, how do you know you're not allowed to eat chametz after chatzos on Erev Pesach? Our sugya is talking about how you know you're not allowed to own chametz after chatzos on Erev Pesach. Again, Dav Chavches, that was in the Maror Mekremes also. The Mishnah Dav Chavches and the Gemara Chavches and Rav Chavches and Beis Machlokas Rebbe Huda Reb Shimon about chametz after Pesach and eating chametz after Pesach, that is for Dreis Rabbanon, and eating chametz before Pesach, that's what the Rambam told Perek Aleph. Eating chametz, is it a lav? Is it not a lav? Lo shishal chametz, lo sochal of chametz. But that's not our sugya. Our sugya is not primarily about achila. That's later daf chavches. Daf dal daf hey is about owning chametz. How do you know not allowed to own chametz er Pesach afternoon? Abai said, "Oh, well, that's achmi arishin tashbisu. That's about not owning chametz, getting rid of the chametz." And Rava said, no, it had to do with Lo Shishal Chametz Dam Zivchi. Again, that's not an issue of eating the chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz in your possession when you shech to come Pesach. That sheds light on the general issue of not having chametz. So this Rambam, so again, you have a Rambam in Perek Aleph, but it's not really relevant to us. There's Rambam in Perek Gimel, and we'll circle tomorrow also around Perek Beis, that does seem to be addressing this point. How do I know you're not allowed to own chametz after on Erev Pesach? This will not, and I will leave you with this. Figuring out what the Rambam holds will also give us a sense of the question we had before, which is Lamainaf Kamina, the Riff and the Russia arguing whether Paskin like Abai Rav, what do you mean Paskin? Lamainaf Kamina, what the Drusha is. Either way, the din is a din, not allowed on Chametz, an Erev Pesach afternoon. So once we're exploring Rambams and exploring that later Rush in Simon Yud will help us to figure out they actually are fascinating Lamdash and Lamasa Nafkaminas. And whether you pass like Abaye or Rava. Rabbi, say enjoy your lunch. I'm more than glad to stick around for questions.